Poland, things that come to mind, not a whole lot, no.
Poland, probably not a whole lot. Polish sausages.
No, I don't know anything about that country.
Poland, sausages.
Pierogies.
Is that it? We hope it's not. That's what we're going to try to show you.
Welcome to Polcast. Hi, this is Małgorzata Margaret Bonikowska, and you're listening to episode 99 of Polcast, recorded and produced by me in Toronto. One more, and Polcast will hit 100. And that episode will be full of surprises, I promise you, as it should be to celebrate such a milestone. May is a very special month for Poland and for Poles around the world. On May the 1st, 20 years ago, in 2004, Poland joined the EU, the European Union, which changed its life and its future forever. In my life as a Pole, this is the second most important event right after the first free election on June the 4th. Being part of the European family, being able to develop, all that is precious, and the beautiful Poland that you can see today would not be what it is had this event not taken place. Poles can travel freely to all European Union countries. They can work, they can live there as they please. Now, Poles are citizens of Europe, and Polish passports are European Union passports, highly valued across the world. This year, on May the 1st, Poland and Poles all over the globe celebrated this anniversary. But the first days of May are also the Polonia and Polish Flag Day on May the 2nd and the Polish Constitution Day on May 3rd, every year commemorating the May the 3rd, 1791 Polish Constitution. It was the first democratic and progressive constitution in Europe and the second in the world after the American one. This is one of the most important dates in Poland's history, and it marks the centuries-long struggle for freedom and independence. Canada, the multicultural and diverse mosaic of over 200 ethnic groups, has always been welcoming and happy to share and celebrate Polish heritage. We have seen Niagara Falls in white and red, including this year, the tallest freestanding structure in the world, until recently, Toronto's CN Tower lit up in our white and red colors. My province of Ontario proclaimed May as the Polish Heritage Month 3 years ago. So-called Bill 18 was introduced as a private bill by MPP, Member of Provincial Parliament, Christine Hogarth. The bill received royal assent on December the 9th, 2021. Ontario is home to over 500,000 people of Polish heritage. The Polish community is one of the most numerous groups in Ontario. So by proclaiming the month of May as Polish Heritage Month, the province of Ontario recognized really great impact that Polish Canadians have had on Ontario's history, culture, and community. But this year is very special indeed. On the 7th of February of this year, the Canadian Parliament voted unanimously to designate May as the National Polish Heritage Month all across Canada. The MPs in the House of Commons emphasized that this recognition is for the significant contributions made by the Polish-Canadian community towards building a better, more dynamic society, economy, politics, and culture in Canada. Moreover, every May the 3rd, Canada will celebrate the Constitution Day of the Republic of Poland. Naturally, the idea of having May as the Polish Heritage Month got huge support from Polish Canadians. But it was not a poll. It was Peter Fonseca, an MP member of Parliament representing the riding of Mississauga East Cooksville, who tabled his private member's bill M75, called Polish Heritage Month. And all the members of Parliament, all the 328 of them, voted yes.
Motion number M75 under private members' business in the name of Mr. Fonseca. The question is as follows. Mr. Fonseca, seconded by Mr. Baker, moved that A, the House recognize the significant contributions Polish Canadians have made to Canadian society, economy, politics, and culture, and the importance of educating Canadians of all ages about the core values that Polish Canadians have imparted to the strength and diversity of Canada. And B, in the opinion of the House, the government should reflect upon Polish heritage for future generations and designate May 3rd of every year as Polish Constitution Day and the month of May every year as Polish Heritage Month. The 10-minute period for members voting electronically has started, and the House will now proceed to the vote. We will start with the sponsor of the item, Mr. Fonseca. We will now proceed to members participating in person. All those at my right in favor of the motion will please rise in the sixth row.
Madame Mendez.
Mr. Van Bynen.
Madame Châtel.
Madame Diab.
Madame Lapointe.
Miss Thompson.
Mr. Carr.
Miss Gainey.
The table will now compile the results of the vote.
Yeas pour, 328, 328, nays contre, none, aucun.
I declare the motion carried.
If you ever get a chance, listen to what Canadian politicians with no Polish roots said in the House of Commons to express their support of the motion. You can find the link on www.mypodcast.com. As we say in Polish, serce rośnie. Today, the day before May the 1st, the day before Canada's Polish Heritage Month begins, I'm talking about this joyous occasion with Irek Kuśmierczyk, Liberal MP of Polish descent, representing a very dynamic city of Windsor since 2019. Irek is now also Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Employment, Workforce Development and Official Languages. But most of all, Irek is a great friend and supporter of our Polish community in Canada.
I'm talking to Irek Kuśmierczyk, who is a Liberal MP, a member of Parliament from Windsor. You were very instrumental in making this huge thing happen. The huge thing being that for the very first time in our history in Canada, we have our Polish month, the month of May. Tell me, how did it happen?
Well, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to my colleague and friend, Liberal MP Peter Fonseca, who is the member of Parliament for Mississauga East Cooksville. And it was actually his initiative to introduce motion M75. So he brought forward the motion to establish and create a Polish Heritage Month, the first ever National Polish Heritage Month. And it's something that I, you know, I was kind of hoping to do as a what's called a private members bill. But because I have a role as a parliamentary secretary, I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to bring private members bills forward. Peter has been the chair of the Canada-Poland Parliamentary Friendship Group. He was the previous chair of the Canada-Poland Parliamentary Friendship Group. And so, you know, he was working very closely with Polonia. He has a very strong relationship with Polonia. He was working very closely with various organizations. He knew this was something that Polonia had been asking for really generations and for a long time. And so he moved forward. And Peter, you know, I call him Piotr whenever I see him, or Piotr, because he is, as far as I'm concerned, he's Polish, and even though he's Portuguese background, but he was very energetic, very enthusiastic in embracing it, putting forward M75, and then working very diligently. Him and I worked very closely, hand in hand, to get the other parties on side. And we were proud to actually get unanimous support in the House of Commons for his motion. And so, you know, the Polish Heritage Month was established, and May 1st is the first day of the National Polish Heritage Month. And on Thursday, May 2nd, we will be raising the Polish flag for the first time in history for a Polish Heritage Month. And it's going to be raised in front of the Peace Tower in Ottawa. And so this is tremendous. And, you know, you think about the fact that there are about 1.1 million Canadians of Polish heritage living in Canada. And you think about the fact that Polish Canadians have been here for 300 years, close to 300 years. And, you know, as I like to say, we've quietly, you know, integrated into communities from Vilno to Winnipeg. And you know, we've worked hard. You know, the Polish community has been working hard as engineers, as electricians, as nurses and doctors and teachers and professors and mechanics. You know, many Polish Canadians served in the Canadian Armed Forces, paid the ultimate sacrifice. You know, we opened community centers. We opened churches. We volunteered in the community. I mean, we've helped build the Canada that we know. We've provided Canada with the vibrancy and the color and the flavor and the diversity. And again, to have that finally recognized as a national heritage month, I think it's long overdue, but I think it's incredibly welcome as well too. And again, I really give a lot of credit to my friend and colleague, Liberal MP Peter Fonseca, for really being the driving force in making this happen.
It's quite amazing. This is our multicultural Canada, right? That you can have somebody who is Portuguese, has no connection to Poland, and suddenly is first of all chair of the Poland Friendship Committee, and then is really the leader to lead. You know, that reminds me of Dipika Damberla, who actually made the John Paul II Day in Ontario. She was the one.
But it also, sure, I think, highlights something, and it's something that you and I always talk about, is, you know, the real need for us to encourage more Polish Canadians, and here I'm speaking specifically of young Polish Canadians, to put their hat in the ring, engage in the political process in Canada, and run for political office, whether it's city council, whether it's provincial members of provincial parliament, or whether it's members of parliament. And so the more you have that representation, the sooner you can get things passed, like a Polish Heritage Month, and the sooner and the better you can have policies that reflect the interests of the Polish community. So, you know, the fact that it took 300, we're going to say 300 years, that's not quite, I'm being a little bit exaggerating here, but you know what I mean. You know, we've waited a long time to make this happen. And it was wonderful to see our government being able to deliver a Polish Heritage Month for Polish Canadians.
And how many do we now have? We have two Polish MPs, right? You and Mr. Kmieć from the West.
Yes, MP Damian Kurek as well has Polish background. But myself and Tom are the only ones that I believe that were born in Poland and here. And we speak the language as well too. We speak Polish, and so you know, again, you look at other communities that have been more successful in organizing and also more successful in gaining that representation. And it has an impact. It really, truly does have an impact. But you look at what we've been able to accomplish just the last 4 years. And I'm proud to now be the chair of the Canada-Poland Parliamentary Friendship Group and take that torch from Peter Fonseca. But, you know, we've hosted the Prime Minister of Poland here. We've probably now hosted six, I think, ministers from Poland, from the Polish government, you know, defense minister, health minister, you name it, the Speaker of the House, the Speaker of the Senate. We've really just accelerated the amount of collaboration and cooperation between Canada and Poland the last 4 years. It's been tremendous. It's gone hand in hand with obviously Ukraine and the support for Ukraine, but also hand in hand with the potential for economic collaboration, whether it's in terms of nuclear reactors, whether it's in agricultural exchange, whether it's in minerals, and you name it. So, you know, we now have, from my hometown in Windsor, we now have workers that are going to be building batteries at our new battery plant in Windsor, going to Wrocław to be trained at the Polish battery plant, you know. So there's a lot of exchange here that's taking place in a very dynamic period of collaboration. But the more you have folks that are elected that are either Polish Canadians themselves or have a strong connection to the Polonia, the more you're able to do, the closer those ties with Poland, and the more you're able to bring policies forward that can help Polonia, but the more you can also help the next generation, mentor the next generation, and to bring up the next generation to take those roles, to take on those leadership roles in your community and also in the country as well too.
So maybe you can have meetings with young people at school.
Last year, I was really proud to host a meeting of the young Polish, young Polonia in Ottawa. There was like 30 or 40 young Polish Canadians that came. Some of them were in their teens, some were in their 20s, some in their early 30s. And they came from all corners of Canada here to Ottawa. And we hosted them here and we had workshops and we had conversations. And it was wonderful. And it was absolutely wonderful because you saw the diversity of viewpoints as well too in the next generation. And you just see how dynamic they are. They're natural leaders. They're incredibly well-spoken. And they have everything that it takes to be community leaders and to be role models themselves. And so I naturally gravitate to young people. Whenever I'm at a Polish event, I automatically gravitate and I make a direct line to young people and just to talk to them and ask them what they're doing and ask them what interests them and ask them actually how I can help and whether they're interested in a career in politics and public service. And so for me, every opportunity that I get to talk to young Polish Canadians and young Polonia, I'll always do that. Because again, like I said, I really see the importance and the value of our young Polish people getting engaged in Canada's political process, becoming community leaders, and then also taking the baton and taking leadership in Polish communities, in their communities. I think it's really important that we pass the torch to the next generation, give them the opportunity to lead, let them make their mistakes, you know, mentor them, coach them through it, and help them grow to become better, more responsible leaders. And that's what you really need to see in the Polish community.
This would be great, but the problem is it doesn't really happen, right? These organizations are getting older and older, and young people somehow have never been really embraced. These organizations pay lip service. They have a few young guys here and there, but then those young people, I talk to them sometimes, they say, we couldn't find our place there. We were not really given any opportunity to make any decisions, to voice our concerns, to want to change. We have to change these organizations.
Well, I definitely think we need to open doors for young people. We need to provide them with the resources, and we need to provide them with the opportunity to lead. And that takes a lot of courage, but it also takes, you know, folks like you and I speaking out and encouraging organizations to make room for young people, and not only make room, but again, you know, give the keys to the car to our young people to drive these Polish organizations, because you know, that's the only way that we're also going to guarantee that these organizations survive the next 100 years, so that the organizations can be just as dynamic today as they were before. And so I think that's important. And I think, you know, going back to the Polish Heritage Month, you know what? It's an opportunity now. Every single year, we will now have a Polish Heritage Month moving forward every year. And every year, you know, I will stand up in the House, or someone will stand up in the House of Commons and talk about Polish Heritage Month. And every year we will have a flag being raised on Parliament Hill every year. And I think that that sends a really important message to our young people, that their Polish heritage connects them to this large community. There's 1.1 million of us, and that we should feel proud of our Polish heritage, and we should explore it and nurture it and share it. And I think that's the real beauty of a National Polish Heritage Month, is that communities from coast to coast to coast come together, embrace their Polish heritage, and share it with the rest of Canadians. And I think that's really important. I really think that that's important.
So is Polish community the only community that has its own Heritage Month?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's so many Heritage Months. You know, a Sikh Heritage Month. We helped establish Filipino Heritage Month. I mean, you name it, the list goes on and on. But the strange thing is, I was talking to my colleague, MP James Maloney, who is an MP from Toronto and is Irish. Last year, he helped create the first National Irish Heritage Month.
Really?
The Irish have been here
forever,
right? Like, they were, you know, I like to joke around. I say they're the OGs, you know, and the Polish community, the Polish and Irish community, we are the OGs, you know, we are the original ones. We are the folks, the communities that were here early on building this country. And yet we were the last ones to get a National Heritage Month designation. But I think it speaks to how well we integrated, into how well integrated we are in Canadian society. And it also, I think, speaks to maybe that humility that we have as Polish Canadians, you know, just quiet, working hard, head down. And I think it speaks a little bit to that. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see, you know, Irish Heritage Month created last year, Polish Heritage Month this year. And again, it's a source of pride, and it's a source of us coming together. And again, it's another opportunity to pull more young people into Polonia and to pull them up and to provide them with those platforms where they can shine, you know, as the next generation of Polish Canadian leaders. Because again, I want to see more Polish Canadians here on Parliament Hill. You know, I want to be able to pass that torch on and have folks here that have that connection to our Polish heritage.
And who is on that committee, on that friendship committee? You're the chair.
Well, actually, there's about 20 plus people that are part of that committee and representing all members of all political parties and political stripes. And
they're not Polish, right? They're of different.
Oh, no, they're not Polish, but you know, they're getting there.
So why are they there? What makes them interested in Polishness?
You know, some have some family connection, right? Generations past. Some, for example, have large Polish diasporas, Polish communities. They represent communities from all across the country. And some of them actually just simply have an interest. Maybe they're fans of Chopin, or maybe they're, you know, they heard about Lech Wałęsa and the Solidarity Movement, and they appreciate the history. They appreciate the heroism. You know, they appreciate all of that. Maria Curie Skłodowska and things like that. I mean, part of it is simply that, is that they really feel at home. They like Polish culture, Polish history, Polish people, and they just want to engage and be part of that.
So what's the program for this month? What are you going to do?
Well, the beautiful thing is again, we're going to have the flag raising Thursday, May 2nd is the flag raising. We're going to have people on Parliament Hill. It's going to be really nice. I'm going to say just a few words on in the House of Commons as well. And so that's what we're going to do. And then really it's up to each individual community to organize something. And you know what, in Windsor, oh my goodness, tomorrow they're going to be raising the Polish flag at City Hall. And then they literally have a whole month of festivities and events and exhibits that are organized locally. And so imagine, you know, every May, the opportunity from every community, whether it's Winnipeg, whether it's Edmonton, Calgary, whether it's, you know, Vancouver, Montreal, Quebec City, Halifax, Windsor, Toronto, Mississauga, the ability for every single one of them to simultaneously organize a series of events. How wonderful is that? Like, how cool is that? It's amazing. And, you know, as the years go on, we're going to be able to add layers to it, you know, add things to it. So, you know, imagine hosting a concert together, or imagine hosting a Zoom meeting of all the Polonia in Canada, right? And, you know, the only limitation is our imaginations. But the importance of Polish Heritage Month is that it provides a spark and for all of us, for Polonia to come together in all of our communities. It is awesome. It is amazing. And it is long, long overdue.
Thank you very much, Irek. Thank you for being so instrumental in getting it to happen. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You know, I think about, you know, our family came to Canada in 1983. And I think about the importance that the Polish community played in myself and my brother growing up. And I think about, you know, teachers like Pani Zahaluk and Pani Bohus. I think about my soccer coaches, Pan Kowalczykowski, Pan Kruba. You know, I think about Black's Bakery, famous bakery in Poland, where we, after every mass, we would go there and get our, you know, fresh bread and our baked goods. You know, you think about the business owners, the restaurant owners, and you think about Dom Polski, you think about the Siostry, the Ursuline sisters. It was such a dynamic community in Windsor growing up, and it had such an impact on me. And when we kick off Polish Heritage Month, when we raise that Polish flag, I will be thinking of them. And I will be thinking about every volunteer, every Polish school teacher, every soccer coach, everyone that had a hand at, you know, in the church or the Dom Polski, and really providing that rich and that proud history and that proud heritage that they passed on to us. And I'll be thinking of every single one of those folks that had a hand in that. And really, it's a way to just simply say thank you.
Don't forget to think about all these who are not members of traditional Polish organizations, but who are amazing and do so much incredible stuff. There are incredible Polish Canadians, and I'm very proud of what they do. Sometimes they don't have enough exposure, but, you know, they're amazing people.
Well, you know, Małgosia, I'm speaking to one of those people, and you've been an incredible, you've provided a voice for so many Polish Canadians, and you've provided a platform for so many Polish Canadians and across Canada, and you've connected, and you continue to connect Polish Canadians through your work. And like I said, we're very lucky to have you, because it's an important voice, and it's a counterbalance. Take pride in that. And so I just wanted to say thank you so much. You are a huge part of this day and this month, and I hope you feel the love. And yeah, just always, always look forward to speaking with you and working with you. You're an absolute, absolute gem.
I feel so moved and touched. Thank you. I didn't expect that. You were so kind. Thank you for all these nice words you said about me.
I mean it. You know what? It's from the heart.
Thank you, Irek. Thank you so much. Tomorrow is the beginning of it, right? We are talking, guys, on the 30th of April. Tomorrow is the 1st of May, the very first day of the very first in history of the Polish Heritage Month.
And you know what? We're going to raise a glass of piwo, or maybe even a żubrówka tomorrow, or simply just some apple juice and to say, you know, to say cheers and na zdrowie to every Polish Canadian in Canada.
And if you have żubrówka and apple juice, you should put them together.
That's
because
right.
It's a great drink. And
yes.
It's called Karlotka.
Yes, that's exactly it. I knew you were going to go there. That's awesome. I love it.
Take care. Thanks a lot, Irek.
Thank you.
In the interview, I mentioned the name of Dipika Damerla. She is from India. And it was her motion that enabled the proclamation of John Paul II Day in Ontario. At that time, she was a member of provincial parliament. Deepika, a great friend of the Polish community, was a Mississauga councillor recently, and now she's running in the race to become the mayor of Mississauga, a huge city next door to Toronto, home to the largest Polish community in Canada. You can find a lot more information at Polcast website, www.mypolcast.com.
Just to remind you, Polcast is not a news podcast. If you're interested in what's written about Poland in English, online articles published in many countries by many media outlets, we post them on Polcast Facebook. Of course, I'm very sorry, but you won't be able to see the links if you're in Canada, thanks to the ongoing conflict between Meta and the Canadian government. And those stories, by the way, can be quite amazing. So visit Polcast Facebook regularly and check them out. For a lot of additional information, multimedia, for links, please visit our website at mypolcast.com. And while you're there, please share your comments, your reactions, suggest ideas. If you know of any interesting story that we should cover in our podcast, please let us know. Like all other podcasts, Polcast counts and depends on its listeners. What is free for you to listen to is not really free for us to make. So, would you take me out for a coffee or donut once a month or lunch? If you would, but cannot because we are too far apart, please support Polcast instead in our crowdfunding campaign with the equivalent of that. Any amount is highly appreciated. Go to mypolcast.com/support and make a pledge. All that information is available on Polcast website, mypolcast.com. And thank you so much to those who are already helping Polcast.
In our lingo, Polonia is the Polish diaspora, Poles living in many countries all over the world. However, the word Polonia is indeed the Latin name for Poland. Do you remember the British singer who is in love with Poland and its heritage and history? Katie Carr. You heard, I hope, at the end of the previous episode, 98, her beautiful song about Wojtek the Bear. Today, I'd like you to listen to her song Polonia, the title track of Katie Carr's fifth album released in November 2015. It was nominated for Best Concept Album at the Independent Music Awards. On mypolcast.com, you can read more about Katie Carr, as well as find the link to my podcast interview with her. Now, I will leave you with her song Polonia and enjoy the first National Polish Heritage Month in Canada.
Sweet England, am I leaving you? Am I leaving you behind? Sweet England, am I leaving you? Am I leaving you behind? And we'll build an army of love. And we'll build an army of love. Sweet Polonia, you are in my arms. Sweet Polonia, you are in my heart. And I'll return to you, my friend. 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 Sweet England. searching for the simple truths of love. Bologna, 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 Bologna. For the simple truths of love.